back to the Nutramedical Report. Lots of developments. The Alfred P. Smith's dinner was last night. They tried to be spoofy, although it's pretty obvious that Hillary Clinton was still taking jabs at Donald. And Donald was trying to be most humorous, talking about the speech that Michelle Obama did. And obviously, the speechwriters copied some of the lines in Melania's speech. And kind of, it's supposed to be a poking fun at yourself kind of dinner. It's obvious that after the second debate, Donald won, but the third debate, he annihilated Hillary. And in all these new releases, we see not only the Project Veritas, the FOIA documents, the WikiLeaks, the sting operations, more and more information coming out. It is just mind-boggling how much has come out against the DNC, the Hillary campaign, even inciting violence against the ralliers up in Chicago and elsewhere. It should completely disqualify Hillary Clinton for running for office. And when we look at the latest Rasmussen polls, it's obvious that with the energy of the people within the Trump campaign, which, by the way, is going to increasingly take more and more of the Republicans are going to support Donald. I'm telling you out there, Republicans and Democrats. And unfortunately, a large percentage of blacks still in the polls suggest they're going to back the Democrats, which will further destroy their culture. Luckily, when Donald Trump does become president, he will try to rebuild your inner cities. So it's safe to actually have a home, have a car, own property, etc. So that is what's going on. So the situation right now, of course, is that I want to go over some of the latest news that's happening so you get an idea of the flavor of things. I posted up a news item earlier this morning, analysis that's up on our there's an internet blackout in the eastern United States that's happened. Top aide blasted Bill Clinton for conflicts of interest. And, of course, 500 examples. Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton, created this mess. That's from Uma, her assistant for the last 20 years. We have a situation where the Russians have moved their ships now just past the English Channel. There's absolutely nothing NATO is going to do. They're totally occupied with the Haraj, or the invasion by the Muslims created by the globalists, which, by the way, they want to do. So, oh, we got Matthew there.
Yeah.
Great. So, Matt, what do you see as the analysis of this election cycle and the latest polls that are out there on Rasmussen and the LA Times polls, which I think are the most accurate? Hillary Clinton is now completely demolished, as far as I'm concerned. As long as Trump stays on topics, doesn't touch any of this foolishness of all these so-called women with these false claims about groping, I think that if he moves quickly on all the issues that are important for Americans, he's going to become president. And afterwards, we're going to need a much reflection in order to fix the voter fraud and the voter rolls, which are the voter commissions don't want to fix up. We're not going to allow the DNC or anybody, Republican Party included, to manipulate elections. This is pretty nasty, but, you know, as I say, the latrine crew is here with Donald Trump and people like us that are fighting against the tyranny of a fourth state coup d'etat. Tell us what you think of what's going on.
Well, first of all, Hillary Clinton's corruption is clearly through the roof, according to these WikiLeaks that we've seen. As Donald Trump mentioned, I watched the debate myself, and my personal view of it is that she lost the debate, although CNN came out with a poll almost 5 minutes after the debate. It seemed like a pretty short time, supposedly polling their listeners. I must say they're a rather small poll, stating that she'd won the debate. I've seen mixed polls myself. Most of the polls I've seen have shown her winning, or shown her losing, I mean, whereas only CNN, the ones I see popping up on Google News like CNN, show her winning.
Well, I guess that's like telling a target that for target practice it's had 50 hole shot in it, that the target won because it got hit. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very suspicious. I mean, we already know that the CNN and Politico and these other guys are literally working with the DNC. We have the emails from WikiLeaks where they're asking for her to veto articles or to approve articles. So,
well, I saw some more foolish reporters, both men and women, by the way, on Fox News and elsewhere, still trying to make the foolish claims that our elections are being run by Putin and that Donald Trump is a proxy.
Oh, yes. I mean,
this
was,
is so, so disgusting. I couldn't. I had to race through it when these fools are talking like this, assaulting my intellect to tell me that Putin's running our elections. How ridiculous.
Hillary's only response to Trump was to say that, in response to WikiLeaks, that WikiLeaks is a Russian conspiracy. Now, that's like saying that McDonald's is an American conspiracy because Americans were involved. Their only evidence is that some Russian hackers were involved. Obviously, some hacker being from Russia doesn't mean the Russian government is involved. As a matter of fact, hackers generally are not. I mean, there are government hackers now, but even to this day, most hackers are pretty renegade, and especially anybody who'd released stuff to WikiLeaks. I mean, WikiLeaks hasn't been friendly to Putin either. WikiLeaks has released information exposing Putin just as much as Hillary Clinton. It just happens that Hillary Clinton is an even dirtier politician than Putin, which is really saying something. Because, I mean, they always love to talk about Putin, but here's Clinton using even dirtier tactics to get herself elected.
Putin's
and they
a mafioso
about the democratic
types.
Process in
yeah.
Russia.
Putin's
I wouldn't say he's a mafioso, yeah. but I'd say Putin is certainly somebody who has finagled his way through all the loopholes to maintain power in that country way beyond his term.
Right.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily for bad, but I mean, the fact is the guy has certainly abused the system.
But he's
on
also
the other
supported
hand,
by the people, too. But he gets a percentage
other, well,
of every transaction.
By the majority. It's true. That's something else about Putin is he is supported by the majority. And I don't even know if you could say the same thing about Clinton, because it seemed to me that earlier on, the real Democratic candidate should have been Bernie Sanders. Yet the DNC themselves sabotaged his campaign in cooperation with the media.
Right.
So here we have the American government under Barack Obama criticizing the democratic process of other countries and inciting so-called democratic revolutions in Libya and elsewhere, while our own democratic process is in shambles. It's virtually the same sort of one-party system they have in China, where you just have one party pushing its same agenda, one administration after another, and the president not even having the modesty and restraint to stay out of the race. Since when does the president comment as much as Obama does on the current candidates? That alone to me is disgraceful, that Obama makes so many comments about Trump when, I mean, did George Bush do this about Obama when he was running? No. Did any, the candidates who were running against each other might have said things against each other, but the current sitting president, I mean, I saw a recent example just showing the civility of previous presidents. Even George Bush Sr., when Bill Clinton won the 1992 election, sent a letter to Bill Clinton congratulating him on winning the presidency.
Right, yeah, there was some civility. This Obama is such a low-life.
There's no civility here. There's just a dictatorship. It's just the one-party system, the so-called Democrat Party, which to me, the evidence shows, has been usurped by whatever it is behind the European Union and the TPP and so forth. An internationalist, globalist conspiracy that's disguised itself as some kind of liberal, as our Democrat Party, as the party of FDR.
But it's not
now,
just the Democrats. We also see it as part of the PNAC documents and the Republican Party, because a large chunk
of
the
Of course, you see Clinton portraying herself as this, this moderate or leftist candidate, but then she's right there giving speeches, paid speeches to Wall Street, and talking about openly how she wants to have a borderless society. And then in the debate, she tries to say that that's about energy and not about actual borders, but then her numbers in these emails as well show that she wants to have a 500% increase in refugees.
550%.
Yes, she does believe, yes, even more, almost 600%. We have this. She's a liar, and she's really got an agenda behind her. So that means it's even just her. She's just a useful idiot.
Right.
And there's a bigger conspiracy behind Hillary Clinton. The scariest thing about Hillary Clinton isn't even her herself, but the fact that what is behind her is virtually a cult, which has its own religious beliefs and its own agenda that are contrary to our civil government and to our Constitution and our own religious beliefs and traditions. It's basically a new religion.
Right,
and that's what's been going on here.
Matt, I had a response yesterday. I had a few callers And I had one gentleman calling in, Mark from Oregon. And I wanted him to stop because I wanted to give a response and explain things, which I did in the last segment, giving specific bullet points of what we need to do, because I and millions of other Americans, because we know we are the majority, will never accept a Clinton presidency. And we need to prepare for that. You know, I saw again this morning Chris Wallace on Fox News being shrill about the fact that we have a civil society and we have to accept the outcome. No, we don't. If we know that there's already, according to O'Keefe and other experts, Abrams, 4 million people on the voter rolls, some of them, most of them dead or illegals that shouldn't be there. Already we know that. And we now have these, this sting operation, Project Veritas, that's proven that they've been doing it for 50 years at DNC. They're busing people in. They're messing with, you know, GEM has 16 states that are controlled by George Soros and their software to fiddle the elections. No, I like the statement of Donald Trump. We're putting you on notice that he will accept the outcome if, quote, he's elected. Otherwise, he knows that if they fiddle it, there's so many places already where there's across the country, they've identified all kinds of voter fraud of many different styles, that no, he doesn't have to accept it, and I will never accept Hillary Clinton. She can't fill the gymnasium with fans, and Trump can fill two stadia. So this is a lie, and we are not going to accept globalism, which is what Hillary Clinton wants, a borderless world, economic chaos with taxes going through the ceiling, every single thing that the globalist organizations want that was put out last year, part of this Agenda 2030, population control, carbon credit foolishness, etc., will destroy America, and we'll get terrorism and martial law in this country within 2 years if she gets into the office. And we're not going to allow it.
I think even if Trump gets elected, they're going to try to sabotage him. I mean, we already
saw. Of course
saw,
they will. Of course
think,
they will. They're trying to sabotage the economy.
I think what we saw with Obama, I think we saw just that he was initially an anti-establishment candidate that had all sorts of his own ideas about moderate center politics and solving a lot of our problems by finding a middle ground between the Republican and Democrat parties. But he became this kind of left-wing dictator giving out drone strikes and so forth within his first term because of the pressure from whatever this group is that's actually in control of the Democrat Party and probably a lot of the Republicans as well. And, you know, you want to ask yourself who they might be or at least be affiliated with. Well, let's look at the failures of the Bush administration. Why did the Bush administration ruin Iraq when the mission of Bush, at least what he thought he was doing, was to eradicate terrorism? What he actually did
exactly was
go into Iraq with insufficient troops and destabilize the region, which ensured the growth of greater terrorism than ever. Just as Hillary Clinton has now done as Secretary of State in Libya, I think Bush was also a useful idiot, just like Hillary Clinton, and right. That whoever is behind the two events wants destabilization and wants global war in order to justify a totalitarian surveillance state.
Exactly.
That's why I think they're allowing all these immigrants in. These immigrants are being let in as an excuse to bring in the stuff they've already built. The surveillance state has already been built. They just have to legitimize.
Right.
They just have to be able to legally use all this tracking and tracing data that they already have. They just can't legally use it in court yet. They're already attempting to use it in certain cases. But, I mean, I'm talking about using it on every citizen and virtually silencing any opposition as being supposed terrorists. By what? By letting in ISIS.
Right.
By letting the worst terror organization of all time run amok in our society, they can obliterate all of our rights.
Exactly.
And I think who's behind this is a multifarious group. There's different people involved. At the core, there is a high overrepresentation of two different specific groups, and that is European bankers and people in the secular establishment of the Vatican, as well as what I call international Jews, like Robert Kagan, for example,
exactly.
Bill Kristol, these neocons, the international Jew, or the Internationale Jude, the exact same menace that existed in Nazi Germany and before, that started both world wars, and that started that profiteered on both of them. These same people, once again, that have now metamorphosed into something even worse than they were before. You'll notice that, suspiciously enough, there's this kind of rolling under the bus of the more Zionist or traditionalist Jews. You see, for a long time, we affiliated these international Jews with Zionism, but interestingly enough, now Zionism itself is too nationalist and too ethnic for them. Their goal is to destroy all borders and to conquer the entire planet. So they aren't satisfied by just living in the Middle East in their tiny country. They want total control, and I think what they've done is they've merged with some corrupt arm of the Vatican. I conclude this not just from the actual events that led to this situation. Like, you look, for example, what is it that the key event that happened before this all got really started in the late 70s, early 80s, was the Vatican Bank scandal. Roberto Calvi was hanged off the Blackfriar Bridge. What happened there, if you look into it, is that some of these international Jewish bankers bankrupted the Vatican, and to cover it up, somebody in the Vatican killed people who were in the know, such as Calvi.
Right.
This suggests a financial and criminal merger of some kind of secular, international, power-hungry Judaism with the Catholic Church. And then what do we see as well? Similarly, some kind of bizarre alchemical marriage between the two in the form of the EU flag, which was actually designed by a Jewish convert to Catholicism and depicts the halo of the Mother of the Apocalypse as from the Book of Revelation. So here we have a Catholic symbol related to the end of the world, or the end of the age at least, on the flag of this usurious banking empire based on international Jewry like George Soros. And what's interesting about this is that both groups now seem to have sealed the deal to abandon the unhelpful aspects of their own cultures. Zionists and Orthodox Jews are being thrown under the bus, at least some of them, right? Some of the Jews that are Orthodox are in this, but some of them are just being regarded as being a menace because they're ethnic and they're nationalists. The same way the traditionalist Catholics.
They're putting the state of Israel in danger
now,
too.
Are also being cast off. You have, it was only Pope Benedict XVI who annulled the excommunication of some of these traditionalist bishops. I mean, these were bishops who were excommunicated for just using the Latin Rite because it was offensive to Jews. Highly suspicious, just as it is that now you have Biden and the EU and the United Nations declaring Israel to be the world's greatest human rights violator. Now, as much as Israel has done questionable things, do you really believe that Israel is the world's greatest human rights violator, considering Iran and ISIS and China, the Philippines, so many other countries, almost all of sub-Saharan Africa is worse than Israel for human rights? Yet for some reason, the UN and the Human Rights Watch are treating Israel as the greatest perpetrator. And you look at what it really is all about, again, it's because they're nationalists. Any kind of nationalism is in their mind evil, because it gets in the way of this international cult of totalitarian world domination. And that's what they think is wrong with Russia as well. They also can't stand Russia, because Russia, instead of creating a totalitarian single borderless state, is creating its own kind of alliance between the sovereign states. That is what this is about. The reason they hate Putin and why they're belligerent against Putin, despite the total insanity of it, is because he's not going along with their quote-unquote New World Order.
Right.
And unbelievably enough, we're letting this happen.
Yeah, I know. And the thing is, lots of Americans, lots of people like Brexit in Britain and Europe, France, many other countries in Europe, are all putting in nationalist leaders now to leave the European Union, and now they're trying to force them, like Italy, to vote for a super state to hand over all their rights. Back in just a moment with Matthew.
Yeah, it's a total dictatorship.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. So that was a pretty good analysis by Matthew, and I agree with it. I think what we're dealing with, and I gave specific bullet points in the last segment yesterday, I want people to understand something. When somebody goes off on a rabbit trail or thinks that they can make a statement that is completely dangerous, let's put it this way. Think of me as a senior staff person in an operating room where I've got residents and junior surgeons, and I walk into the operating room, and they're doing a very complex procedure, and I see somebody about to do something really catastrophic that's going to kill the patient. I need to scream at the staff to stop doing what they're doing and watch, because maybe they've got some electrical outlet, they're doing cautery, and somebody's about to get shocked and end up on the floor, or they're about to cut a major bleeder, and they're not prepared for it, they're not really prepared to deal with that issue, or the patient's vitals on the machine are going crazy. You need to realize this. When I tell people to stop talking, there's a reason, or I need to go into a rant, you need to stop and need to listen. This is not just a situation where it's an open forum where people can get spout off any kind of foolishness, because I want it to be a learning forum where people learn. Now, if you have a really good point, I don't care if you've got grade 3 and you're an average IQ, but you have a really good point, I want you to be able to say it. But when you just go off on a tangent and say something that's really dangerous to the population, like we're just going to accept carte blanche no matter what, like Chris Wallace, the transfer of power smoothly to Hillary Clinton, that's not acceptable. there is not going to be a transfer of power to Hillary Clinton. And if there is, if she does get shoved in there, there's going to be civilians that are going to get armed, and we're going to have a civilian revolt where we're going to get work with our congressmen, senators, and our local sheriffs. We're not talking about armed revolt. We're talking about getting yourself prepared, because the government wants to have enough terrorism to start martial law. They want to start seizing guns. They want to have a total collapse of the economy so they can control everything. And if you think that Hillary Clinton is just coming in by herself to do this, she's got an army of evil globalists behind her, and it is not going to ever be acceptable for Hillary Clinton to come in as the president. So when I get off on a rant on a topic, this is the time you have to sit back, get your popcorn, whatever, and listen, because it's important. It's important to understand, just like people may not like this at times when you have a didactic lecture and you're doing your honors or master's or PhD degree, and the professor walks in and says, okay, class, listen, I got it up on the board. Here's the projector. Here are the slides. You need to understand this stuff, or you're never going to get your master's or PhD. You have to understand, I'm here to teach. I'm here to give solutions. And that's why I also challenge people, and this is important, that I can provide a framework for a solution or an immediate answer to any problem that's presented, including our geopolitical problems, our health problems, our environmental problems. I can provide that immediately. And I challenge people there, and they say, well, who do you think you are? You think you're so smart? 10% of the solutions come from my own intellect and experience. 90% come from prayer and from a supernatural gift God's given me to receive inspiration on the spot for any problem. And I'm challenging you out there to say, so when I go on a rant and say, you better get involved with learning your BTLS and ATLS and get involved with the sheriff and get yourself armed and get out of the big cities, when I tell you that we're in the midst of a globalist move to do a Hiraj or push people into the Middle East with war so they can invade Europe and America and destroy it, this is the third peril. This is the vision that George Washington gave us, which is the greatest peril. The first was the founding of America. The second was the Civil War. But the greatest peril is what we're going through now. And the fact that people think there's an alternative viewpoint, or that we should be nice and just kind of accept the outcome of the election even though it's stolen, that's not okay. It's not. We will never submit to a Hillary Clinton presidency. It's not going to happen. That means we need to work with our congressmen and senators and our states to take back rights. That means we need to get involved with our sheriff to make sure that the sheriff knows that we have a civilian militia. That means we need to be prepped up with food, water, and things like carrot bars so you actually have some means of exchange. That means you need to be prepped up and ready physically by getting on a minimum amount of drugs and a maximum amount of nutraceuticals and get your health back. Because if you don't listen to these plans, and we are leaders telling you what you need to do now, if you're living in the midst of a big city and the cities go dark from an EMP because we finally aggravate Russia to the point where they hit the EMP button, this is not going to be pleasant. Now, I can tell you, this is a fact now. It's coming out in the open news media. I received these documents as long ago as 20 years ago, plus, that from Australia, Canada, and America, that if the power goes out alone, 90% of the population will be dead. You gotta let me go. So you need to be aware of that. So when I go on a rant, don't turn off the radio. Don't walk away and start cursing. Sit down and listen, evaluate, and then pray, because I'm trying to teach you that these are solutions to really grindy problems, and we're not just doing it because we want to pontificate. We're doing it because we're providing you with solutions, and you better listen. Back in a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I believe we have Fareed. Fareed, are you there? I don't hear Fareed, so I guess we don't have Fareed yet.
Oh, sorry, Dr. Bill, I am here.
You can't have us on mute when we're on air.
Yeah.
Funny. So anyway, there's a lot of research. I get research articles every week from the people that make the new technologies, the endopatin, endothelix, and of course I'm constantly doing research, which I'm going to put together some PowerPoints and research articles and videos on my live stream channel, YouTube, and Vimeo, which I think is the best way to get this information out to the public and to professionals. what I've discovered over my four and a half decades of medicine, both from medical school and graduation and research afterward, most of the things that I have been taught in medical school and residency are BS. Now, I'll just run down through it in terms of cardiology. Remember, the Harvey's idea of the heart is that the heart would pump the blood around the body, that that perfusion is not really as important as just looking at blood pressure, which are the Korotkoff sounds. And I tell people the Korotkoff sounds are like the sound that is transmitted down a garden hose if you stand on it. It doesn't tell you what the perfusion is. It tells you what the driving pressure is, what's called a shearing force wave. And it turns out that, in fact, if you look at the cross-sectional area of the aorta and you look at the pressure difference above and below, let's say 10 centimeters of aorta, what you discover is not only the heart pulsates, but also the aorta, when it receives a pulse from the left ventricle, the aorta itself pulsates and creates a peristaltic wave. But if you take the cumulative cross-sectional area of all the arterioles and arteries and capillary bed, it's many times the cross-sectional area of the aorta, the main outflow tract of the heart that goes into the ascending carotid and other arteries, common carotid artery, and the aorta that descends towards the kidneys and the lower extremities and the internal organs. And the actual peristaltic wave of the arteries and arterioles and capillary bed produce probably 70 to 80% of the blood flow in the body. Now, this is a shock. And if you ask the average cardiologist or family doctor, they'll almost always get this question incorrect or wrong. And by the way, this research is published in cardiology journals. It's not something that's esoteric or in the, you know, the mind of Dr. Diggle, who's inventing this and trying to pretend he's so smart. Other doctors have actually published this research because they're cardiologists and PhDs and look at rheologic blood flow and dynamics. Now, the important thing is that often these things are off in a corner, and most doctors don't have the scientific or technical background to understand the research articles or understand non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, so they don't have a clue that this actually is going to change medicine. And what's disturbing to me is that I don't think doctors should graduate from medical school until they defend a medical-type PhD and show that they actually have the brains to problem solve. That's not the case. If you're a good technician and a good regurgitator of to answer the multiple choice, I call multiple guess questions, and give the answer that the tester wants you to give, they somehow celebrate you as being intelligent when really you're just a, I call a medical maggot. You actually are able to absorb, regurgitate, and re-spew back onto the page the answers they want you to give. Doesn't mean you can problem solve. It doesn't mean that you can minimize the number of drugs. In fact, the two areas of medicine where the most casualties occur is cardiology and oncology, cancer treatment. And the reason is that neither of these two specialties really understand the pathology, the toxicology, the genetics of the area in which they're dealing with. They really do not understand how the heart and blood vessels work. And that's really disturbing. Now, I'm here to shake everything up. And that means whether it's cardiology, cancer, autism, dementia. For example, most people don't realize that the primary thing that occurs in dementia is it's type 3 diabetes. The astrocytes no longer get the glucose 4 transporter, so they can't use sugar for fuel and can't create an action potential in a neural network. Now, in the heart, the heart gets a pulse through the conduction system called the atrioventricular node. And these conducting cardiomyocytes, remember now, 2/3 of the dry weight of your heart is mitochondria. So when we look at the components of cardiovasc, we're looking at components that are going to make the heart, which is mitochondria, work better. We're going to prevent plaque from forming and calcifying, because if calcium's unopposed by magnesium and things that stop the effect of calcium, you get calcified arteries that eventually become very stiff, non-compliant, and they can't create a normal peristaltic wave even of the coronary arteries to feed the heart itself. And then you have to make sure you're not going to allow we call oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, because when they get oxidized, the macrophages, which in Latin means big eater cell, eats these fat globules and they die and become foam cells. So if they're sitting at a bifurcation of the anterior coronary artery and the circumflex artery, and there's an eddy current there, and now you're developing plaque because you've got oxidized non-neuronal hydroxycholesterol and oxidized trans fatty acids because the person's diet's crappy, and they don't have enough omega fatty acids, which we have our new omega fatty acid. We just call it omega supreme, but its formula is dramatically improved to be 400% more absorbed than it was even a few months ago. If you don't heed the warning to take nutraceuticals, and especially things like cardiovasc, in our culture, according to Dr. Barry Sears, you have 50 times more pro-inflammatory fatty acids in your diet. You've got heavy metals in your diet. You've got fluoride in your diet. You have very little selenium and germanium and other things to actually prevent oxidative stress or to support glutathione peroxidase or superoxidismutase enzymes to prevent fatty acid and cholesterol oxidation. So what the hell do you expect? Now, the average cardiologist knows very minimal. They'll say, well, yeah, I'm giving an HMG coronary reductase inhibitor, and I'm going to give you, you know, some CoQ10, which is usually very inferior, because we have the only CoQ10 that doesn't crystallize. Now, if it polymerizes after a month, you've lost 95% of its activity. So So let's go through what's in cardiovascular, because I tell people, if you're living in our modern culture, you are going to get a terminal cardiac event as a primary way that you're going to probably leave this earth, and leave it pretty quickly, too. I call it faceplant time. So let's go through each of the components, because do not get a knockoff like Extendivite, Heart and Body, Strauss Heart Drops, or whatever, because they have knockoff formulas are not correct. They don't test every batch. They don't have the right part of the plant. They don't validate that there's no heavy metals, excipients, or solvents in their formula, and it's not consistent. You want the right formula. And by the way, our prices are better than theirs, and we also have free shipping and specials all the time. So let's go through this for Reed, so people will understand that. And I've said this before, and it may seem arrogant, but you better damn well listen to me out there. Don't second guess Dr. Daigle. I'm in your corner. I'm like, you're a prize fighter fighting the battle of life and health and death and whatever. And I'm going to tell you, if you listen to my instructions and don't try to second-guess me by being a Google genius or go to an alternate product because you think it's better or somebody's marketed, told you it supports this or that broadcaster, don't listen. They're not qualified to tell you, and they're dealing with an inferior product, okay? And you're not going to save money either, because if something doesn't work, it's a waste of your money. And if it's about the same price or cheap or even more expensive, you're harming yourself. So, Fareed, let's go through these formulas and explain, you know, now we have all these ways of testing. People can say, Dr. Daigle, how can I test to see if my cardiovascular is working? Well, why don't we test your perfusion level with your EndoPad or endothelix test with a cardiologist? And why don't we get you a BioCuff, which you can call or email me, and I'll show you how we can order one for you, so you can measure the stiffness of your blood vessels, because one of the best ways to tell if your blood vessel compliance is going down the toilet and your perfusion is dropping is to simply use a BioCuff at home, which will tell you that. But the best tests are these EndoPat and endothelix tests. And then other tests to look at lipid electrophoresis, which, by the way, none of the cardiologists or internists or family doctors do, or to look at a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score of your coronary arteries, because that's an eight-second test that'll tell you precisely where you're getting screwed up and where you're going to have your heart attack and why you're going to die. Now, so if you think you can second-guess me, that includes your doctor, your dumb doctor that thinks they know more than Dr. Daigle, fat chance on that. Now, you might think that's arrogant, but I can prove it. And if you think that I can't, bring your cardiologist, your doctor on air with you, and I'm going to take them apart, and I'm going to do what's called intellectual vivisection. How's that? So let's go through it, Fareed. And you know, sure. I'm brave, I'm kind, and I'm going to stand up for you, but I'm not going to take a centillion of crap from anybody. How's that?
Exactly right, Dr. Bill. So, thank you. As you know, cardiovascular was developed by my dad for patients originally in his pharmacy who were undergoing chelation therapy. And dad's a pharmacognosist, herbologist, and he studied in Germany for 5 years and practiced for over 20 years before he came up with this formula.
Right.
So it's well-documented, well-researched, and one of the key ingredients is the hawthorn, and we use... The right type of hawthorn, the hawthorn that's grown in Europe. There's also hawthorn that you will find grown in China. It's a different genus. It does not have the same active constituent. So we use the European hawthorn in all of our products. So.
Right, and that hawthorn contains a compound called vitexin. And this is exactly. One where all the research has been done. It's the right part of the plant. And it's also, by the way, your company is one of the few companies that tests for every component in the seven synergistic herbs with chromatography to make sure it's at the right concentration of the right part of the plant and it's consistent with no solvents, excipients, or heavy metals. Nobody else does this, including all those other knockoff companies.
Exactly. So we talk about the hawthorn, and then we have the aged garlic extract, and we test for the marker compound allicin.
Now, it's not just allicin that's present. There's hundreds of compounds. It has thiol compounds that actually are ACE inhibitors. It has compounds that kill nanobacteria off. It has compounds that act as an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor. And it doesn't have the side effects of regular ACE inhibitors that give you a thing called a capitin cough, because it doesn't raise bradykinin and neurotenin levels by interfering with these other enzyme pathways. So it works specifically in heart and blood vessels. And unfortunately, the disturbance of the control mechanisms for ACE inhibitors, which is in your kidneys, because kidneys are one of the primary things that regulate blood pressure and perfusion. If the kidneys perceive you're not getting enough perfusion, they will increase the hormones called angiotensin-converting enzymes to make sure your heart is pumping harder, to make sure that your blood vessels are responding. And if it's if the blood pressure stays up long enough, the blood vessels start to calcify or go undergo oxidative stress and intimal hypertrophy and eventually become non-compliant, which the BioCuff can pick up. So what's the next component?
So then we have the Kyon.
Kyon, of course, is a vasodilator. It's going to help with nitric oxide production, so Kyon is very important. Next.
We have the bilberry.
Bilberry is the most dialyzable antioxidant other than hydrogen. And hydrogen, basically, is you're not going to get somebody. You can get some hydrogen sticks if you want to put in your water, and it's helpful a little bit. But bilberry, because it's such a small antioxidant, will penetrate through any solid organ, brain, liver, kidney, heart, and it protects and stops free radicals. So there's larger molecules that are more powerful, but they're not as dialyzable. In other words, they won't go through every organ and tissue deep into the organ. That's why bilberry is so important, whether it's in the eye or the brain or the heart muscle or the liver or kidneys. Next one.
So then we have the ginkgo biloba.
And ginkgo, of course, is going to reduce blood viscosity, improve microcirculation, improve capillary bed circulation, and it's going to amplify that peristaltic wave driven by the vitexin, which is in the leaf and flower that we mentioned, the first one.
Yeah, and then the final two components are the milk thistle and the valerian.
Milk thistle is a universal stimulant to the liver to detox. Most people aren't aware that part of the reason why heart disease is rising is not only a deficiency of antioxidant minerals like selenium, etc., zinc and copper for superoxidismutase, it's also present of endocrine disruptors like bisphenol A, compounds that are plasticizers, fluoride, chloride, and bromide that are attached to different protein molecules. Yeah, body has to detox, and the liver has to detox. And that last component you mentioned was which one again?
The valerian.
And valerian is what's called an autonomic balancer. It balances the fight or flight, which is a sympathetic system that makes the body pump out stress hormones like cortisol from your adrenals, or make the medulla actually generate what's called dopamine, norepinephrine, and free radicals. So if you look at oxidative stress in the body, free radicals, if you look at stress hormones, norepinephrine and dopamine, if you look at cortisol levels, they're going to be elevated if you're under stress. And if you move back toward what's called parasympathetic dominance, you get healing. That's why when you go to sleep, it's a parasympathetic process. You can only heal when you have parasympathetic dominance. And if your body's under constant sympathetic overdrive, your blood vessels spasm down and don't respond to that peristaltic wave properly, creating a secondary wave of blood flow. And so it's very important for your autonomic nervous system. Now, what the doctors do is they'll get a central acting drug like an alpha blocker, like clonidine, which is going to make you stupid. Or they give you a beta blocker. And by the way, even the eye drops will mess up your heart. And if you take beta blockers and you're a male, there's four things going to happen to you. You're going to get fat because it drops your metabolism rate. You're going to get bald because it's going to destroy your hair follicles. You're going to become impotent because you're not going to have the proper corpus cavernosa activity to actually cause an erection. And you're going to basically lower your body temperature, and you're going to be stupid. You're going to decrease perfusion to the parts of your brain called the cortex and the frontal lobes. So this is not funny. I mean, you lose hand-eye coordination. You lose spatial coordination. You lose your memory. And it also interferes with CoQ10 and energy metabolism in your mitochondria. So, and a lot of these things, by the way, if you're on beta blockers long enough, it doesn't reverse very easily, even if you stop the damn stuff. We've seen a lot of people that go bald with beta blockers, and they get stupid with beta blockers. It doesn't come back. Just like if you're on calcium channel blockers 5 years, you can get a 30 to 50 point drop in IQ, and you can actually see the brain shrink away from the calvarium of your skull and see calcification of different arteries in the brain caused by calcium channel blockers. Not funny. So if you believe your dumb doctor, you're going to get hurt. Now, there are some drugs that are okay. I recommend you can take mild diuretics, but you better make sure you take things like our Vitamin Mineral Max and Minerals Plus, and we have some additional minerals we're introducing that have specific target effects. You've got to make certain that you're replacing those like magnesium, potassium, or you're going to get in big trouble. You never want to take a calcium channel blocker. You never want to take a beta blocker if you can possibly avoid it, because we have things that calm your nervous system down, like Calm Mind and Brain Mag. And, of course, the valerian, which is in Cardiovasc. Because you want to calm that central nervous system down in the autonomics and the cortisol, because if your stress hormone levels are high, your blood pressure is going to shoot up. And, there's what I call not full-blown Cushing syndrome, but Cushingoid. So a lot of people that are hypertensive, if you measure their fasting and 2-hour PC, or you measure through their day their cortisol levels, they're abnormal. And, you know, as you deal with each issue, cut your salt intake down, take your electrolytes, magnesium, potassium, like magnesium glycinate, start with cardiovascular, make sure you take an adequate dosage. You know, the average person needs 2 capsules or 30 drops 3 times a day. If you got a big person, they need 1 more capsule or another 15 drops 3 times a day. If you have a small person, it's a little less, 15 drops less, or just 15 drops 3 times a day. You can test on the back of your tongue with Berkeley test strips whether you have producing nitric oxide. You can go for an endopterindothelix test to see what your perfusion is. You can make sure that your arteries are clear by doing a Nevus scan of your arteries and veins in your legs. Non-invasive. You can do a high-speed CT scan. You can do a lipid electrophoresis, which your doctor has a special order because it's not done regularly through LabCorp and Quest. And the worst particle is not VLDL3, it's small particle HDL, or oxidized fatty acids, and you can measure that as well. The regular doctors never do these tests, and they harm you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It most definitely is the end. It's the end of ignorance. It's the end of just submitting blindly. I'm going to use the Latin term because I understand Latin. a non-compos medis. Now, if you're dealing with attorneys, they'd like you to be non-compos legalis because that means you're a dummy. So they can charge you all kinds of money for doing things that should really be done quickly, or put you along a pathway that's not going to go anywhere and charge you enormous amounts of money to fail. Now, the same thing goes with the medical system. And I ask these questions. If you go to a candlestick maker, and this is, say, a century and a half ago, what you're probably going to buy is candles. If you go to a baker, you're probably going to buy buns and bagels and whatever you're going to buy. And if you go to a butcher, you're probably going to buy freshly cut meat. Now, if you go to the medical system, and this is how I want to change the system, and I don't like the kind of stupid labels of single payer and all this other foolishness, but this is what I would perceive as a system. We would have clinics where we would have, at the top of the clinic, we'd have the MD or DO. And below that, you'd have, say, 4 to 6 nurse practitioners, and you'd have chiropractors and massage therapists, psychologists, you'd have laboratories. You'd also have treatment available, pulse magnetic field, pulse light therapy, hyperbaric oxygen treatments, all kinds of things, spa-like things to try to get you back in fitness areas. Now, with the healthcare system, it should be this way. We should have a value-added tax, and we should then pay with that tax back to the county, not the state. We're not talking about single-payer system where you pay fee for service, you get rid of malpractice, you get rid of the idea that the doctor, whether they're cutting you and doing coronary artery surgery on you, they get paid the same if they're trying to advise you from your lipid electrophoresis what you can do with your diet or nutraceuticals to prevent the next heart attack, and reviewing your high-speed CT scan, your rheologic blood flow viscosity studies, etc., how to tweak your nutraceuticals and minimum drugs, minimum, not pushed by the drug companies, because the drug companies, by the way, try to use the state licensing authorities to go after doctors who don't provide enough of their fancy drugs that make billions of dollars. Now, medical schools and state licensing authorities need to be cut off from the teat of the drug companies. And we want doctors to also innovate, so we want to pay them based on 4 riders. Number 1 is how satisfied were the patients and the outcomes. Number 2, how much experience and time have you developed over your years? Number 3, what are the research areas that we're developing newer protocols that are going to help patients considerably improve at a reasonable cost? Now, what I provide right now is a model for what I call the Cohenic model of the third millennium. Because remember, the Cohens in the first founding of the ancient Israel, they weren't paid a fee for service. They received the tithe. The tithe was to keep the Cohens out of business. So when you were sick, you never went and paid the doctor or had to go through a death panel. Now, the same thing applies with health care. If your first stop is to get contact Dr. Deagle by a free email and say, "Doc, I got these and these problems. I want to prevent heart disease. My brother died at 55. My father died at 52. We're going to give you Cardiovasc. We're going to give you our new Omega Supreme. We're going to give you magnesium glycinate. We're going to tell you what tests to do that are regular, advanced, or conventional, like the QRMA test. Simple to do, takes a minute. And we're working, and we'll soon have a facility here on the West Coast, one on the East Coast, to do everything right up to the metapathia. But we can also just tell you what tests to order that you can have done in your kitchen with a mobile blood tech, or go to a LabCorp and Quest, or advance to your doctor or specialist so you can get the right test done to know exactly where you are now so you don't have a terminal event or a horrible complication. So if you want help, reach out. We're here for you. We have the best nutraceuticals that will cut your drugs down to a minimum. We have the best plans, which is to take care of you first. Your is what we want to concentrate on, your physiology, your health, your nutraceutical needs.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-3100.
5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.